A year is ending, a year begins. And whatever hopes and plans we have for the days ahead, we cannot accomplish them without acknowledging what has gone before. We have an hour of tribute and celebration today with performances from 10 years ago and one performance to mark a lifetime in music. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. In 2003, Madison Youth Choirs was formed through a merger of the Madison Boy Choir and Madison Children's Choir. The following year, those vibrant young voices were included in the events held to mark the opening of the new Overture Center for the Arts. Their contribution included a piece combining the old and the new, For the Beauty of the Earth, John Rutter's 1980 setting of the 1864 hymn lyrics of Follett S. Pierpont. From Overture Hall on September 26, 2004, here are the Madison Youth Choirs. The Madison Youth Choirs, part of the Voices of Madison concert of September 26, 2004, that helped to open the Overture Center for the Arts, John Rutter's setting of For the Beauty of the Earth. We'll hear another John Rutter work from that concert, utilizing many more voices, later this hour. Of all the musicians who passed away in 2014, one who touched many Wisconsin lives as teacher and performer is pianist Howard Karp. Just before his death in June, Albany Records released a 6-CD set of his concert recordings, spanning the 45 years of his teaching career. It includes one of the first works that Bach wanted to have published, pieces he described as composed for music lovers to refresh their spirits. The dances that follow the operatic overture may refresh the spirit, but they also ask a great deal of the performer. Here is Howard Karp with Bach's Partita No. 4 in D. Thank you. ending with that breathless gigue, Bach's Partita No. 4 in D, in a concert recording from pianist Howard Karp. In just a moment, we turn from solo performer to a community of voices. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. We return to Overture Hall in Madison, and the closing work from the September 26, 2004 Voices of Madison concert, bringing together five vocal ensembles, the Madison Youth Choirs, Wisconsin Chamber Choir, Zion Baptist Church Gospel Choir, Festival Choir of Madison, and the Madison Area Church's Combined Choir, for John Rutter's Gloria. The Gloria in Excelsis Deo, Latin for Glory to God in the Highest, is a hymn that begins with the words the angels sang in the Gospel of Luke, announcing the birth of Christ to the shepherds. Over the centuries, it has been an element of many different rites. Almost all polyphonic settings of the Latin Mass include it, but there are also settings of the Gloria alone. John Rutter's was written as a concert work, based on a Gregorian chant, and divided into three movements, roughly corresponding to traditional symphonic structure. Organist Bruce Bengston takes the exalted opening, Don De Bruin underscores the more devotional second movement, and Gary Lewis is featured in the jubilant third, along with the Voices of Madison Brass Choir. Concert producer Scott Foss conducting all in John Rutter's Gloria.
Thank you. Thank you.
A concert from September 26, 2004, as Wisconsin Classical looks back to the opening festivities for Madison's Overture Center for the Arts. Scott Foss conducting, the Madison Youth Choirs, Wisconsin Chamber Choir, Zion Baptist Church Gospel Choir, Festival Choir of Madison, and the Madison Area Churches Combined Choir, along with the Voices of Madison Brass Choir and organists Bruce Bengston, Don DeBruin, and Gary Lewis, in a work composed 30 years earlier, John Rutter's Gloria. This concert was recorded by Audio for the Arts. I'm Laurie Skelton, wishing all performers and every member of every audience a richly musical 2015.